Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Training camp's back underway here at St. John Fisher. How exciting is it for you guys to be back and taking in camp?
Oh, I love training camp. We love training camp every year. We always try to do a big sign. It's exciting to see the start of the new season, see this year's team, just getting things underway. It's a good way to start the year.
It's a good culture here. There's nowhere else I'd rather be, so good. It's good to be back. I'm excited.
What is it about training camp every year that wants you guys to be here and take in everything before the season starts?
It's something about how I like that they come to a smaller town. They're not in Buffalo. They're here with us. It feels like we're supposed to be here. They're supposed to be here. It's a big party almost. Like I'm at practice with them. That's why I feel like I got to be here. I'm a part of the team this way.
I don't think I could say it any better, but the connections you have, the people you meet, you talk to some of the highest people in the Bills, you talk to rookies, big players, it's just like one big family here.
Now, the reason I wanted to chat with you guys is because I saw the sign that you guys brought with the Ralph, thanks for the memories with love. And looks like you guys are looking to try and get as many autographs, guys, to sign off on that sign as possible. Yep. With this being the final season, I mean, just how important is it for you to be here, to get to the stadium for the last season with just a handful of games left?
Well, so the reason I want to talk about how we said the Ralph. Our grandfather, our dad, grew up going to the Bills Stadium, the Ralph, Sundays at the Ralph, their whole life. And that's really why we're Bills fans. So growing up in the stadium and now being able to see the rise of a new one, our generation of the Bills, is really cool. So that's why we wanted to get a big farewell card, because I know those boys love it just as much as we do.
No, I think that was great. You're taking it all.
This is a question for both of you guys. What is your favorite memory of a game at the Ralph or game at Highmark Stadium?
I got the perfect answer. Me and my dad were at the game following DeMar Hamlin and all that. We were there for both of the return kickoffs for touchdowns. That was just electric. That was such a cool feeling being there. It felt like it was for DeMar, and the whole community was surrounded together in that one moment. That's one of my favorite memories. And being there with my dad was cool.
And for you?
I think just like every game, but the playoff games when you can feel the pressure and it's just the noise and the chaos and everybody comes together to cheer on the same people and you're there with your family and it's just the adrenaline is what keeps it, you know.
Who is your guys' favorite player to watch in the stadium? It could be a present guy, could be a past guy. Who's kind of the guy that you watched and just always loved seeing him in a Bills game?
Well, we always loved
Cole Beasley,
our boy, Bees. So he would have to be our favorite player. But currently on the roster, I stick with my man Dalton Kincaid. He's the boy.
And James Cook and DeMar are my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
If there's one thing from the stadium that you guys could take when, you know, they shut it down and just before it comes down, is there anything that comes to your mind that if there's one thing from the stadium that you would love to have at home as a keepsake, what would that be?
Like a physical piece of the stadium?
Yeah.
The Ralph Wilson sign, like his name that's on the Hall of Fame, Wall of Fame.
Nice.
His name, I think, would be cool. What do you think, Steph?
I think I'd take our seats.
Oh, that's a good
the season
answer.
Ticket seats, and I'd take those and put them home in our living room or something.
All right, so what is the plan for this sign here? You guys are getting the autographs, you're getting the signatures. What's the plan for this? Is this going to be framed, put up in a basement or something like that at
100%.
Home?
100%, yep. So, Steffi, go ahead.
So last year we did the drums versus flats, the great debate, and it was like a landslide flats, and there was tons of signatures. I have it framed up in our living room. And so hopefully we can do the same with this one. I've got the 17, turning 17, one I did for Josh Allen 2 years ago. That's in my room. So
birthday, yeah.
We keep them, put them up in our
and hope it goes viral.
Thing.
We're gonna post it. Hopefully people like
and we
it
just
too.
Enjoy them. Yeah.
Good deal. All right, so when we go to the new stadium after this season in 2026, what's something that you're looking forward to with the new stadium?
Hopefully a Super Bowl banner. It's only been done one other time in NFL history, opening a new stadium, also a banner-raising ceremony. How perfect would that be?
That'd be awesome.
I agree.
All right. And just, I don't know how much you guys have gotten to Orchard Park to check everything out, to see the progress of the stadium. Just what have you seen that you think is cool?
The last time I was there was when it was the pit still. So that's still stuck in my mind, is I'm willing to jump into the pit if it means we can win another game. That's what I remember.
Well, now it's a little easier. Right. All you have to do is you just, well, just wait until it opens. Just walk in.
Yeah, right.
Very good. Well, I guess the next hardest question I got for you guys is predictions. What do you think the Bills are going to do? How do you think they're going to fare this year?
The Bills have a really good schedule this year. I like the looks of it. I think we're going to have, I'm not going to say an easy time, but if this is the year that we can easily make it to playoffs and then start paying attention to that, this is a season. We're going to have an easy, high record season. For sure.
Definitely.
Very good. Anything else that you guys would like to add that we haven't discussed?
God bless and go Bills.